Just across the road from us is the Miskin Theatre, and their production, The Lives They Left Behind, opens next week. And reading the poster, if you imagine an attic with wooden racks filled with suitcases, the men's on the left, the women's on the right. They're labelled, but they're covered by cobwebs and layers of bird droppings. And inside each is a secret history of the person that that suitcase belonged to. Sounds pretty intriguing, doesn't it? Sounds like the basis of quite powerful theatre. Well, I think it is powerful theatre. One of the actors from that production joins me in the studio right now. Shanice Nibby, tell me about this production.
This production, it really takes us and the audience on a journey. So there's quite some emotional moments, some very light-hearted moments. At points, we delve into the patient's mind, and we have some musical numbers with some dancing, and then we bring it down and we really look at like the pain that they went through. So it's quite interesting, yeah.
It sounds as though it could be quite a dark subject, because where were these suitcases found?
In the attic of Willard State Mental Asylum in America.
And what kind of a place is that?
Well, the asylum itself, they treated their patients very badly. They weren't treated fairly. Some were there without a justifiable reason. There was an asylum not far from it, actually, that treated their patients very well, but they weren't moved there. So it's quite tragic that their lives were forgotten, and most patients were buried in unmarked graves. So we thought it'd be right to tell their story now and give them a chance to be heard.
Is it a dark story that you're telling?
Not really. There's dark moments in it, but I think it just talks about their journey. Some moments are happy, like their lives before they went into Willard, but it is quite a sad piece.
It sounds like this is a production that has really touched you, being part of it. What's the role that you play?
Well, I play a landlady. So I am someone that got someone sent to Willard, but my character is very common, very straight. I talk like this, I'm quite down to earth, you know what I mean? So my character's quite fun and interesting. I also play a nurse as well, which is very different from my first character, because I have to be very cold, and if the patient is sad, I don't care. No, I've got to get my job done. So it's quite different, yeah.
How long has this production been in the planning? When did you first get involved?
I feel like it's been 6 weeks now, I think. 6 weeks, yeah.
That doesn't strike me as very long to pull a whole production together.
Oh, well, it is, because we work from 10 till 5 every day. And then closer to the show, we've been working 9 till 9. And this week we'll be working 9 till 9 and 9 till 10. It's been quite a long time, actually, because we have a lot of time to rehearse as well.
You're only a week now away from the show opening. Yeah. What kind of things are happening at this point?
So this week is Tech Week. Today we're doing a lighting plot. So we're going to be doing Act 1. We do a run-through, and then the technicians, they'll stop us at points and talk about what lighting should go where to create the right atmosphere. And then tomorrow we'll be moving on to a sound plot, so similar but with sound. And then we'll be working with costumes, doing run-throughs with the lighting and sound and seeing how it works. It's actually really exciting this week.
Does the light and the sound make quite a difference to the production?
Oh, yeah, yeah. There's some physical moments in our piece that when the lighting is added to it, it's going to be so amazing. Like, rehearsing, we see the bodies of the actors, but then with the lightings we're going to see shadows and the costumes will be lit differently, so it's going to create a complete different atmosphere.
And what about the sound?
Well, there is one specific scene, I'm not going to ruin it, but it relies solely on sound, and it's going to be so close to the ears, it's going to make give you goosebumps and feel uncomfortable in your seat. It's really good. It's really cool.
Is there music as well?
Yeah, there's some musical moments with some songs in the piece. That's when we go into the patient's minds. So we all have a bit of a sing-song at some points, yeah.
So that's perhaps slightly lighter moments within the play.
Yeah, yeah. It's quite fun as well, because when we dance, the actors, we're having fun. And I feel like that shows as well, and it makes it more enjoyable and more interesting to watch. So that'd be good.
How did the show get written? Who produced the scripts for these?
Our director Laura wrote the script. She heard about the suitcase exhibit, which is where the suitcases of the patients are shown, and the belongings that were found inside, they were used to depict the lives of the patients. So Laura did some research into it, and then she decided that we should tell their stories, because most of them have been buried in unmarked graves, as I said before, and not many people know what they went through, because it wasn't right. So if we show the stories of their lives in an interesting way, maybe it will stick with people more than it would be like reading it off a book, for example.
So you say you play the part of a landlady and then a nurse. Mm. Tell me about some of the other characters in the play.
Well, we have Dr. Willard, I think that's his name. He came up with the lobotomy. So he's quite a very stubborn doctor. He knows what he wants to do and he knows how to get it done. So he's kind of in control of all the doctors and nurses, and he has his rightful place, if that makes sense. So he's quite an interesting character. The patients, my favourite patient is Irma. In her case, 150 pieces of sheet music were found. So related to her character, we have most of the singing and like the music, which is quite nice. And I think my other good one would be Mr. Lawrence. He dug graves for the patients. He was a patient himself, and doctors said that he liked being alone, and there was nothing much wrong with him, but he heard voices in his head, and then he was buried in an unmarked grave as well, even though he dug graves for other people. But I like their characters the most.
Is it the kind of play that makes you look at the world in a different way, do you think?
Definitely. Before we started putting the piece together, we did loads of different workshops to get us in our emotions and create a feeling that we could use for the piece. And one that really stuck with me was we had to do a breathing exercise. We lay on our backs and we had to increase our breathing and start like closing our eyes and just feeling like something bad was going to happen. And then we had these monologues, which were letters from patients, and we had to sit up, and one by one we had to read them, and read them as if you wrote them. And so having that emotion, that anxiety that something's going to happen, and reading a letter about your life and how you want to leave the asylum but you can't, really hits me, because it's like, I wasn't there, but I know what they went through, and I wish I could do something about it, but I can't. Yeah.
And these were real letters that you were reading?
No, we did research into characters and then we wrote them ourselves, so that it's like it's more linked to us more, so we feel the emotion more than it's just a random letter.
That's got to make it even more powerful, hasn't
it? Yeah, it was actually a really hard-hitting exercise that we did. Yeah.
What would you say to someone that's wondering whether to come and see this play?
Well, I think it's just going to be an amazing piece anyway. And I think what's nice is that in the piece, we have a link between the patients and the audience. So we have two Willards, and they're like, yeah, like the link that keeps you in touch with the patients. So it's not like a very dark piece. It's quite formal, quite interesting, but it's fun as well. So if you wanted to come, you can learn about the lives that people went through and how happy they were at points, and also the negative side to it, which also needs to be heard.
Well, Shanice Nibby, thanks ever so much for joining us this morning here on Miskin Radio. It's The Lives They Left Behind. It opens at the Miskin Theatre on Tuesday the 20th of March, and it runs all the way until Saturday the 24th. If you'd like tickets, get in quick. You can get tickets at miskintheatre.cloudvenue.co.uk, miskintheatre.cloudvenue.co.uk. It's The Lives They Left Behind, a Miskin Theatre production opening next week. Now, Shanice was telling us about music. You mentioned a song to me earlier. Was it an Ella Fitzgerald song?
Yeah, Paper Moon.
Paper Moon, what a song. Well, let's have a listen to that song and go and get your tickets. It's going to be good. miskintheatre.cloudvenue.co.uk.